Man on the Train is a French movie that's won high praise for its star, Johnny Hallyday. He's been a rock star for more than 40 years, and his recording still breaks sales records in France. He's appeared in 28 movies, but Man on the Train marks the first time critics have taken his acting seriously. Pat Dowell reports.
If Elvis had lived long enough to make a really good movie, he might have felt like Johnny Hallyday, who's often called the French Elvis. But Hallyday didn't start out wanting to be a singer.
I was going to an acting school, and I was singing rock and roll because I heard Elvis Presley. I love his music, and I made up a little band, and we were playing in ballrooms to get some money to pay my acting. And then one day, a guy from a record company heard me and made me do a record, and that's how it started.
Hallyday was an instant sensation. He's credited with introducing the twist in France, and he gave important exposure to a young, then obscure guitarist by asking him to be his opening act. That was Jimi Hendrix. Johnny Hallyday became a pop icon in France and has remained such a legend that a government official recently denounced the sale of French entertainment company Vivendi to a foreign corporation because it would mean that such national treasures as Johnny Hallyday's collected works would no longer be French-owned. Last fall, Hallyday's latest CD produced a chart-topping single in France, Marie.
Oh, Marie, si tu savais tout le mal que l'on me fait. Oh Marie, si je pouvais.
Hallyday's music has never been successful in Britain or the United States, where the critics that know who he is usually make fun of him. As for the acting career he dreamed of, well, like Elvis, Hallyday was offered movie roles as himself or a singer like himself. As the years went by, film producers capitalized on the leathery, hard-living image that he cultivated off-screen. He played tough guys and made a spaghetti western. Occasionally, an enterprising auteur called. In 1985, Hallyday played a boxing manager in debt to the mob in Jean-Luc Godard's Detective. Hallyday says it was an unusual acting experience.
You know, it gives you the lines you have to learn 10 minutes before the shooting. You know, you never know what you're going to do before. And it doesn't direct. It doesn't direct at all. Just say, you are sitting here, and then, play. He liked when people with actors speak false. Yes, you know, sounds phony, you know?
At a 1999 ceremony in which Hallyday presented an award to Godard, the singer sat next to director Patrice Leconte. Hallyday told Leconte he'd like to be in one of his movies. The director says he liked the idea but couldn't think of a story, until he decided to cast Hallyday opposite his opposite, the distinguished and equally iconic character actor Jean Rochefort.
Je trouve ça intéressant.
It was interesting the way it helped the movie to put two people together who would never meet each other in real life.
Hallyday plays a bank robber just out of prison who rolls into a provincial city to case its bank. He's befriended by a retired teacher played by Rochefort. Music emphasizes their differences. Twangy guitar accompanies the robber, or gunslinger, while the teacher's theme is more refined. At one point, the teacher asks his guest if he's musical.
Et vous, la musique?
J'ai eu un harmonica.
Johnny Hallyday answers, I had a harmonica once. Man on the Train feels like a Western. Director Patrice Leconte agrees, but says he didn't set out to make one.
C'est très curieux parce que c'est vrai qu'il y a un parfum de Western.
It's true the film has the scent of a Western, but I didn't realize it until we started filming. As soon as I saw the images, I thought of a Western, and that scent definitely came from Johnny Hallyday.
Nevertheless, the chance to escape his usual image gives Johnny Hallyday the greatest pleasure in acting.
When we go on stage to do music, people come to see me, and they come to see the singer I know. When you act in a movie as an actor, you play somebody else, and so you have to be somebody else. You cannot play yourself. So it's always interesting to, you know, to try to speak with sometimes a different accent and to be somebody else, somebody different from what you are.
And his success in Man on the Train has meant a lot to Halliday, says director Patrice Leconte.
Le film a été sélectionné au Festival de Venise. Après la projection, il y a eu des applaudissements.
The film was selected for the Venice Film Festival, and it got a standing ovation. Johnny Halliday leaned over and said, "This is the best day of my life." He had tears in his eyes. When we were leaving, I said, "Johnny, you've had standing ovations and applause from millions all your life." He said, "Yes, but today they applauded me not for being a singer, but for being an actor."
Johnny Halliday's not giving up music. He says he divides his time equally between singing and acting now. And maybe what he really wants to do is imitate his current idol, Clint Eastwood, and direct.
Maybe one day. You know, it's always nice to have wishing things, you know, that you didn't do yet.
Maybe he'll get around to it after he finishes his 60th birthday concert tour this summer. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedwell.